Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Eric Rolden, who is an unwanted artist.
That's right.
But it's not you're not unwanted with an A.
No, there's a
You're very much wanted in that sense.
I think we got something going on, yeah. It's just a little typo, if you will. It's a real word. People don't use it anymore.
Yeah.
It's unwanted with an O instead of an A.
Unwanted.
Yeah.
W-O-N-T-E-D.
That's us.
So what does that mean?
Unwanted, that's, you know, it's a fun little word that my good buddy Jeffrey Brink found on the internet. And its meaning is not customary or usual. It means memorable. It means out of the ordinary. It means uncommon. That was the birthing, what we named our baby of our art group that we've put together.
And you put this group together, what, about 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, it's been about 3 years. Our very first exhibit as a group was the fall of 2014 over at Substation Number 9.
Mm-hmm.
Granted us in part by you. That was a fun little thing. 6 artists. You know, we became friends at the IUN, Indiana University Northwest, mm-hmm. Fine Arts program. And later, through, you know, a little bit of fine place luck and some serendipity, we got the chance to put on our own art show in our very own way,
mm-hmm.
which was important because our goal as an artist collective is to renovate the fine art gallery going experience for
mm-hmm.
people who live in the region.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're setting out to do.
So Substation Number 9, for those who don't know, is a branch of South Shore Arts, mm-hmm. where I work in Munster. It's a branch that we opened 19 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we use it for pop-up events and special exhibits from time to time. And one of your colleagues in the Unwanted, Veronica,
mm-hmm.
Napoli.
That's her.
Veronica is one of the original Unwanted. Are you all? Is it all the original group that's still together?
It is. We went from 6 over to 8, and then life happens, and then mm-hmm. we're back at the original 6.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, and she had worked for us at Substation.
She was there. That was her stomping grounds.
Yeah, and she approached us about putting this
yes.
event on,
yes.
Take It Outside.
That's it.
And the first year, you had really cold, rainy weather.
First year was Northwest Indiana's monsoon.
Uh-huh.
There's a nice little wind tunnel that's built into the city over there, and we decided to erect a 20 by 20 tent.
Uh-huh.
My job was supposed to be that day photographer, videographer, but mm-hmm. I was the guy that made sure the thing didn't blow down.
I see.
The street.
With the people in it.
Yeah. So that was my job.
And then last year you moved it back a couple weeks or so from May to June.
We did adjust it, hoping for better weather. And we got sweatsuits. Everybody wore sweatsuits that day. So by request, we doubled up on the bottled water availability uh-huh. this year, trying to fix a couple things. So
so it's on June what?
June 10th is the third annual Take It Outside pop-up outdoor gallery, live art and music fest. It's going to go from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
right when the sun's out, substation.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And that's right in downtown Hammond. Over there is Paul Henry's Art Gallery.
Yep.
Over there is 18th Street Brewery,
yep.
For anybody who's familiar with the goings-on over there.
Mm-hmm. And Toll Theater.
That's right. Toll Theater is a big sponsor and supporter of what we've got going on.
Good.
And they host art events themselves. They'll turn
yeah.
their lobby into a gallery.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're lucky enough to have them on our roster of people who clap their hands for us.
So what would if one goes to Take It Outside, what might one expect?
Yeah, so this is the third one. It's the biggest one we're having so far in our little bitty history. And so what we've got going on is for full public viewing, full participation is a big thing with the Unwanted. We want people to come and get their hands dirty figuratively and literally while making art. So
mm-hmm.
that's our thing. We're going to have 2 fine art galleries. We're going to have 4 hours of live music from 4 acts. We're going to have 3 live artists in different stations, and one of them is going to be perusing around, painting people's faces and bodies per request. You know, a dozen
yeah.
artists and vendors with their handcrafted goods. You can find them online and at our location. The Grindhouse Cafe food truck is going to be serving hot and cold food and drink, and the Unwanted Raffle, where you're going to be able to win art prizes as well as gift certificates from a lot of our sponsors, which
mm-hmm.
include the Toll, 18th Street Brewery, Stella V Cafe, who's also a new opening cafe in downtown Hammond.
Okay.
And also the South Shore Arts provided interactive art project. Most times that's a kid-friendly for our family-friendly event,
good.
Which is Take
okay.
It Outside.
And I think I saw in the brochure that 18th Street Brewer is doing an unofficial after-party this
yes.
year.
Yes. They were way too busy way too busy opening up that location last year. Yeah. We approached them last year and because we had some history with them over in Miller Beach when they first opened.
Right.
And so they got adjusted and they're willing to go this year all out. So we're going to have an unofficial after party for Take It Outside. We're calling it TO3. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be three bands. That's Club Mallows from Chicago. That's Evil Waves from Valparaiso. And probably the infamous Gun from the region area. A lot of people know them. They're loud. That's going to be crazy. That's not family friendly at all. That's 21 and up. It's
and that's
show.
At 18th Street Brewery, or
that
is.
That's at 18th Street Brewery, 9 to midnight, 21 and up. Don't forget about that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they're going to blow your faces off, with a harmonica, not with a gun.
Will I lose weight? Will it take pounds off?
I think Gun is a diet program now, actually.
Oh,
yeah. Just enter the mosh pit, you come out a lot slimmer.
Okay.
Yep.
I look forward to that. Well, Eric, thank you for being here to tell us about it. It sounds like a lot of fun.
It's going
to
be.
And next time we have to have you back to talk about your own art.
I think that's a good idea.
Let's do that.
A lot of things going on around the region. Miller Beach is going to get lit up in the summertime with a festival. We'll all be a member of that, too.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.